Today, uncertainty into stagflation spooks markets, lifts gold again. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where that's Post covering finance and property news. Today, gold hit another all-time high as warnings from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell about the impact of the trade war fueled volatility on Wall Street, leading to sharp declines in stocks and the dollar. Jerome Powell spoke at the Economic Club of Chicago on Wednesday and said that policymakers would balance their dual responsibilities of fostering maximum employment and stable prices, keeping in mind that without price stability, we cannot achieve the long period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all Americans. The US economy is still strong, he said, and it's too soon to see the full impacts of the White House policy shifts on tariffs, fiscal, migration, and regulation, and that markets were functioning just about as you would expect them to function, but they are orderly. We don't know what the full impact would be. And until we know, we can't make informed decisions, said Powell, when asked at the Economic Club of Chicago if the central bank would intervene to calm markets. His comments, again, show that officials were in no hurry to change the central bank's benchmark policy rate. Trump has continued to dramatically shift his plans for imposing new tariffs, leaving businesses, consumers, and global financial markets on edge. He backtracked on so-called reciprocal tariffs announced on April the 2nd after the plan sent markets into turmoil, and he pressed forward on a baseline 10% global tariff and duties in excess of 100% on China, and then sent mixed signals on creating exemptions for smartphones and other technology products. He's also imposed tariffs on auto, steel, and aluminium imports, and signaled pharmaceuticals and semiconductors may be next. Powell repeated that the level of the tariff increases announced so far are significantly larger than anticipated, and he added that the duties are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation, but that the inflationary effects could also be more persistent. Avoiding that outcome will depend on the size of the effects, how long it takes for them to pass through fully to prices, and ultimately on keeping longer-term inflation expectations well anchored, he said. Many analysts estimate the tariffs will boost inflation and slow economic growth, a view Powell seems to share. Inflation, as measured by the Fed's preferred gauge, was 2.5% in the year through to February. That's well down from its post-COVID peak, but is still stubbornly above the Fed's 2% target. And in the speech, Powell said, estimates suggest that measures can come in at 2.3% in March. The Fed chair acknowledged that a weakening economy and elevated inflation would eventually bring the central bank's two goals into conflict. We may find ourselves in the challenging scenario in which our dual mandate goals are in tension, he said. If that were to occur, we would consider how far the economy is from each goal and the potential different time horizons over which those respective gaps would be anticipated to close. Normally, if unemployment were to rise, inflation tends to trend down and rates will be cut to assist growth. But with the White House approach of imposing tariffs, which will drive inflation higher and cause business uncertainty and slow hiring, plus the DOGE drive to expel government workers from jobs, that could all lead to a rise in both inflation and unemployment, making the central bank's interest rate tools less effective. I think this is a perfect recipe for stagflation, where we get both high inflation and falling growth simultaneously. And as we know, stagflation is hard to cure, especially with the chosen restricted set of tools that central banks tend to use. Powell stressed that the Trump tariffs were more extensive than expected, and the central bank must ensure tariffs didn't trigger a more persistent rise in inflation. These remarks suggest the Fed will prioritize the inflation side of its dual mandate as they await more clarity on how administration policy will impact the economy. In effect, he parked the Fed put, which the markets have been gambling on, positioning price stability as a prerequisite for sustainably achieving the Fed's employment mandate, and so pushed back on market pricing of a prompt monetary policy response to signs of a deteriorating growth outlook. The remarks reinforce a message Powell has actually repeatedly emphasized, including most recently on April the 4th. Fed officials are in no hurry to change the central bank's benchmark policy rate. Derek Tang, an economist at L.H. Meyer Monetary Policy Analytics in Washington, drew attention to Powell's comments that the Fed must make certain that a tariff-driven jump in prices doesn't feed longer-run inflation. That certain word is very, very interesting, Tang said, because certainty, well, it's a high bar. After Powell's speech, U.S. Treasury yields rose, with the 10-year up 0.96%, the 2-year up 0.86%, and the 30-year up 0.59%, although yields were still below recent highs, which were triggered by the tariff announcements. U.S. equity markets were down, though, with the Nasdaq falling more than 3%, not helped by an announcement that impacted Nvidia after the U.S. imposed a ban on sales of its H20 artificial intelligence chips to China. These new restrictions on China-bound shipments of Nvidia's H20 data-end GPUs are significant, as they're the only compliant AI chip the company can legally sell to China. The U.S. ban has created uncertainty for Chinese internet companies, which were still anticipating H20 deliveries by the end of the year. The S&P 500 fell 2.24%, while the Dow dropped 1.73%, despite the fear gauge, the VIX, falling more than 6% to 30.56. And the US dollar index was at 99.51. Now, in contrast, the Australian share market advanced on Thursday, buoyed by a sharp rally in commodity stocks amid higher oil prices and as gold surged a record. The ASX 200 rose 0.8% to 7,819, the closing bell, with 10 out of the 11 sectors in the green. The benchmark notched a weekly gain of 2.3% and the All Ords added 0.8%. IG analyst Tony Sycamore attributed Thursday's gains to thin volumes on the share market as investors prepared for the Easter long weekend and a solid employment set of data for March. Energy was the best performing sector on the ASX, up 3.8%, after the new US sanctions on Iranian oil exports lifted Brent crude to $66. Woodside shares added 3.9% to $20.07. Karoon rose 7.6% to $1.34, and Ampol jumped 7.7% to $20.24. Santos rallied 2.9% to $5.65 after it recorded an increase in its production to 21.9 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. ASX gold producers also recorded large gains as the precious metal reset a record, bolstered by its safe haven status amid the uncertainty surrounding US President Donald Trump's erratic trade agenda. Bellevue Gold rose 1.6% to 98 cents. Evolution Mining rose 1.7% to $8.46. The Northern Star Resources were up 1.2% to $22.35. Bullion gained as much as 2.7% on Wednesday to climb above $3,300 an ounce for the first time, surpassing the previous record set on Monday. In Australia, the latest data showed employment increased by 32,200 in March, following a drop of 52,800 in the previous month. The unemployment rate held at 4.1%, and the robust data prompted money markets to dial back expectations of a jumbo half a percentage point rate cut in May. Wealth giant Challenger was up 10.2% to $6.80 after it narrowed its full-year normalized net profit guidance to between $450 million and $465 million in its third quarter trading update. The company previously penciled a range of $440 to $480 million. AMP rallied 3.2% to $1.145 after its platforms business recorded an increase in net cash flows to $740 million, according to the company's latest quarterly update. Assets under management for the platform business still shrank by $1 billion to $78.8 billion amid the market volatility. And BHP shipped a weaker than expected volume of Australian iron ore over the past 3 months, but it was still better than two of the previous 4 years when weather disruptions were less severe. The shares rose 1.1% to $36.48. Insignia Financial added 3.3% to $3.74 after the company extended the due diligence period for its private equity suitors Bain Capital and CC Capital by another 4 weeks at their request. And Pilbara jumped 4.4% to $1.43 after falling earlier in the session. The miner blamed the impact of a severe tropical cyclone and the mothballing of one of its plants for a drop in production and revenues. And Star Entertainment plunged 9.1% to 10 cents and was the worst performing stock on the ASX 200. The embattled casino operator resumed trading on Wednesday. Bullion rose by as much as 0.4% to $3,357.78 an ounce on Thursday before pairing gains. The futures contract was down 0.52% to $3,328 at the close. The metal added 3.5% on Wednesday in its biggest one-day gain since March 2023, as the dollar fell to a fresh six-month low. The precious metal has climbed almost 28% this year, outpacing the 27% gain it notched in 2024, as the escalating trade war creates anxiety over a possible global recession. The big theme is uncertainty, which is benefiting gold, said Nicholas Frappell, a global head of institutional market at ABC, a refinery based in Sydney. Uncertainty about the scale and breadth of tariffs, uncertainty over the strategic plan of the US administration, and the degree to which America's trade partners will respond. Silver fell 1.85% on the day, while Bitcoin was 0.98% higher. Meanwhile, US and Japan kicked off formal trade negotiations in a bid for the Asian powerhouse to avoid higher levies. While the talks didn't result in an immediate halt in tariffs, Japan's lead negotiator said the countries will speak again soon as they aim to reach a deal within the 90-day grace period. Trump hailed the talks as, quote, big progress. And it seems the Trump administration is preparing to pressure nations to curb trade with China in negotiations over US tariffs. In return, China remains defiant. President Xi Jinping is in the midst of a tour to Southeast Asia as he seeks to deter nations from cutting deals with the US at Beijing's expense, and was cited by state media as calling for joint opposition to hegemony, power politics, and camp confrontation. Elsewhere, the Bank of Canada on Wednesday announced its policy rate would remain at 2.75%. Tiff Macklem, the Bank of Canada governor, said the bank held off on a rate cut due to a lack of clarity concerning trade with the US. Everybody's watching the daily announcements coming out of the White House, seeing the erratic, unpredictable course of US trade policy, said, this is a very clouded situation. We're going to proceed carefully. If there are significant tariffs, there will be cost increases. Prices of many goods will go up. There's nothing we can do about that, Macklem said, adding, we don't want Canadians worrying about higher ongoing inflation. Canadians will vote in a general election on April 28th with the threat of the economy from President Donald Trump's tariffs a central concern for voters. Oh, and in passing, we note that the ECB rate decision is coming today. We expect a 25 basis point cut by the ECB. Consensus is pretty much unanimous, and the markets are fully pricing in a move, so the impact on the euro may prove limited. But I don't expect much in terms of guidance from the ECB, who will also echo the Bank of Canada's communication and openly acknowledge policymakers are as confused as markets on the tariff impact, and they're not able to offer any forward-looking view at this stage. Actually, I think the main message from Powell and other central bankers is patience. The tariff impacts will play out over months, not days, and thus markets will remain trigger-happy on any piece of news, good or bad. Given the perceived higher risks of US treasuries, other safer havens are being sought out. As Mohammed El Arin posted, the price of gold registered another record high today, overcoming yet another periodic round of profit-taking by some tactical traders. This, as it benefits from the tailwind of slow and steady diversification away from the dollar by some foreign central banks and others. You see, I think stagflation is just around the corner. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. My thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.